that, you know, the you know, you put someone, they're making sausage, they stuff it in something. What would you call that part of the hog?
Sausage meat.
Well, how about that little thin layer that surrounds it?
That's the guts.
It was time to feed the stock and do the chores. What do you say it is?
Just feeding them.
What could you say, like, to make a cow, if a cow got rowdy while you were milking him, is there anything you could do to calm him down, anything you could say?
Yeah, keep talking to him.
Any special word, you know, sound or something that you could use it?
Not that I know of. I don't know nothing about milking a cow.
I don't either. I don't think I'll ever find anything out. How would you call a cow to get him in from the pasture?
Well, if you feed her, well, just call her by her name, and she'll come.
How about, is there any special sound you can make to call a cow or a calf?
Yeah, I call her cold, cold, cold.
How about a calf?
I don't know about a calf.
What could you say to a cow or a horse, a cow, a mule or a horse to make him go left or right?
I'd say come up there.
And what could you say to a horse to urge him on, make him go?
Take a whoop, put it to him.
Could you say anything to him that might make him do it?
Yeah, tell him to get on.
How about when he wanted him to stop?
Or the wool.
How do you call pigs when you want to feed them, when it's feeding time?
You get out and holler, pig, 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 whoop, whoop.
How about if you have sheep? Or sheep or chickens?
I don't know about sheep. Chicken, you holler, chick, chick, chick.
Right, if you're getting a horse ready to go somewhere, you're fixing to ride it. What do you do to a horse to get him ready?
Put a saddle on him.
What else would you do to
him? Curry.
And that, what's the thing they put in their mouth?
Put a bridle on him first.
Okay. When you're driving a horse, what are those things that you help riding a horse? What are those things that you hold in your hand?
Bridle reins.
What do you put your feet in when you're getting on a horse to ride him?
Stirrups.
How about if you have two horses? Okay, when you have two horses and you're plowing with them, what do you call the horse that walks in the furrow?
I don't know.
If something's not right next to you, or you know, where'd you say it was in relation to you? Like, I asked you where the plow was, and it was on the other side of the yard. Where would you say it was?
I'd say it's over there.
How about if something was right? Was fairly close to you, like, let's say that chair in relation to me, what would you say? Or in relation to you, what would you say the chair was?
I'd say there it sits.
Okay. If something's very common,